Mr. Speaker.
Order, order.
A big day in the House. Winston Peters got himself thrown out of the chamber again, but found an unexpected supporter in the committee rooms in former National Party leader Don Brash. While back in the chamber, Gerry Brownlee made an unprecedented attack on the new Chief Ombudsman, Judge Peter Boshier. Gerry Brownlee, who ranks third in John Key's cabinet and as the leader of the House is responsible for the government's legislative program, said he was concerned about comments in a television interview last month in which Judge Boshier indicated that he'd be taking a more robust approach to extracting official information from government agencies.
The Ombudsman's role is to make sure that people are treated fairly inside our democracy, not to determine the bounds of that democracy.
Mr. Brownlee said he'd thought long and hard about making that comment.
Because it's not always appropriate for this House to express views about independent commissioners who are basically the people who lead the organisations we're speaking about today. But I did see an interview on television on the 19th of March with the Chief Ombudsman that I thought did have one or two matters raised and suggestions made by the Chief Ombudsman that should cause us all a concern.
But it was Gerry Brownlee's implied criticism of the Chief Ombudsman that was of more concern to Labour's Trevor Mallard.
To have Gerry Brownlee, the Leader of the House, criticise the fine legal brain of the new Ombudsman, as he just did when he said he was concerned, and so that when the Leader of this Parliament, the Leader of the House in this Parliament, indicates that about the Ombudsman, it is something which causes me concern because we are meant to be behind the Ombudsman.
Trevor Mallard's attack on Gerry Brownlee was backed by speakers from other opposition parties who eventually endorsed budgets for the Offices of Parliament, the Auditor-General, the Commissioner for the Environment and the Ombudsman's Office, which received a boost in its annual funding by around $2.5 million. That came after question time in which the Speaker, David Carter, eventually lost patience with New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters over the length of one of his questions.
And the Prime Minister has said that the IRD has informed the Aussie authorities.
Order, can I have the supplementary question, please?
Well, you're getting it.
Well, order. Member will resume his seat. He will stand and apologise for that remark. I want him to ask supplementary questions in line with standing orders.
Point of order.
No, member will stand.
Well, I'll apologise.
Order.
I'm apologising.
Thank you.
Point of order.
Point of order.
Mr. Speaker, right with the greatest of respect, I've been here longer than you and I know how to answer a question.
Order. Order. The member will leave the chamber.
Mr. Peters making an early exit from the chamber for the second day in a row during another attempt to wring an admission from Finance Minister Bill English that New Zealand is indeed a tax haven.
He's giving a misleading impression that somehow this discussion about foreign trust is to do with New Zealand taxes and what people pay here. It is not. It's nothing to do with the New Zealand tax base, which is among the most comprehensive and best organised in the developed world.
Supplementary question.
Supplementary question, right, Honourable Winston Peters.
Why, Minister, when the growing scandal is about us being a tax haven, is he seeking to use every other detour or roadblock to not answer the question?
Honourable Bill English, on behalf of the Prime Minister.
Well, Mr. Speaker, we're not a tax haven. It's really only the opposition parties in New Zealand who are claiming that.
Mr. Peters, though, did find a supporter earlier in the day when the Local Government and Environment Committee heard a submission on the Resource Legislation Amendment Bill from the former leader of the National and ACT parties, Don Brash, who was critical of the government's RMA reforms.
It is even more incomprehensible that a National-led government would persist with the bill in its current form when Mr. Peters has offered the government a vastly better alternative, meaningful reform of the RMA, provided that all reference to racial preferences for those with a Maori ancestor are removed.
Former leader of both the National and ACT parties, Don Brash, at the Local Government and Environment Committee's hearing of submissions on the Resource Legislation Amendment Bill. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.